Pensacola City Councilman Brian Spencer ran his fifth Boston Marathon today. After the race, he spoke with WUWF's Bob Barrett on his cell phone from the finish line. They started with the atmosphere at the start of the race.
Absolutely celebratory and at the same time solemn. We and all of the runners at Athletes Village were asked to pause for a minute of silence, and that was done in remembrance of the victims as well as the injured. And ironically, I remember last year we had that same minute of silence to recognize and respect the victims of Sandy Hook. So this is the second Boston Marathon in a row that more than 30,000 people have been asked to be silent to remember an event of domestic violence, of violence in our country.
Councilman Spencer crossed the finish line at last year's Boston Marathon before the bomb went off. He spoke earlier this week with WUWF's Sandra Everhart about the feelings he thought he might have when he passed the blast location during this year's marathon.
I recall telling Sandra that I would go by that point with high emotions and, most importantly, try to focus on the victims and the families that are surviving that event and be respectful, which I think I did. It's kind of hard to say you're thinking that clearly when you're finishing the marathon, but most of my celebration was done along the small townships such as Newton and other great New England villages where they come out and put their hands out to high five you.
Brian also said that there were more people lining the route of the race than he recalls in earlier Boston marathons.
It was louder than I recall in my previous Boston marathons. And the signs that they had, Boston Strong, Boston One is Strong, and All is Strong. Everywhere you looked, there were printed signs, school children holding them, and it was obvious that Boston wanted these runners to return with a memory that was unparalleled.
Spencer also spoke about the increased security that was on display.
At the Athletes Village, we were greeted by low-flying helicopters that were part of the response team after the bombs. They flew over Athletes Village, and we were told they would be around the finish line. I'm looking up right now. I see a helicopter above Boylston. You can hear the helicopters. So I think they focused on where we were concentrated before the race and then as we got within 2 miles of the finish line, I saw the security increase.
And finally, I asked Spencer which memory of the day will stand out in his mind.
I will not forget hearing the reinforcement, the gratitude from every Bostonian, from every walk of life, from the taxi driver that picked us up the minute we stepped off the curb at the airport, to someone in a 7-Eleven when we were getting some basics, to the concierge in the hotels. There's not a single citizen or worker in Boston that hasn't reached out, asked if we were here for the run, and then extended their arm in gratitude.
Brian Spencer is a Pensacola native and a member of the Pensacola City Council. He spoke to us from the finish line area of the 2014 Boston Marathon. For the record, Spencer ran the race in 3 hours, 59 minutes, and 38 seconds, a time that he called
acceptable, not stellar.
Bob Barrett, WUWF News.